Carl Jung said, "Awaken and shine your light for others to follow. The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are." This is an invitation to move differently in the world, to operate from a place of deep knowing and alignment. I'm Adrienne McDonald, and welcome to the Source Code Podcast. Let's dive in. Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back, or welcome if it's your first time. Grab your favorite beverage, and let's get into what the muse has for us today. And for me, that is pollen. So much pollen around me. So if I cough a little bit or sneeze, just bear with me. Today we are talking about human design energy centers. For this episode to be more meaningful and impactful, it would be great if you could have your human design chart in front of you. If you don't have that, you can go to my website, link in show notes, to grab your free chart. So what are energy centers in human design? Well, they are the shapes that you see on your chart. Each shape is an energy center. And depending on your specific chart, each center will be either colored in, which means it's defined, or not. It'll show up as white, which means it is undefined or open. Now, a defined center is where your energy operates the most consistently. It's the energy that you transmit out into the world. It's where you impact people the most, with others, with your energy. In contrast, your undefined or open centers are considered your receptors. It's the centers that you are most likely to be impacted by others or magnify others around you. Now, this energy is inconsistent. So today I want to focus on your defined centers, the ones that are colored in. Next week we will talk about undefined and open centers. And why am I breaking this up? Well, I've said this before, it's a very complex system, and I want to break things down in a more digestible, practical way so that you can contemplate it, you can integrate it, you can start playing with it so you can embody it. That's how it becomes a powerful tool, because that's how real transformation works, and that's how you make changes to get results that you're looking for. You know, taking a lot of knowledge doesn't really do much. You got to play with it. So unless you are a reflector, you can have multiple defined centers. However, there's some constant basics. If you're a generator, you're always going to have a defined sacral. If you are a manifester, you're always going to have a defined throat. If you're a manifesting generator, you will always have a defined sacral and defined throat. Projectors, you're always going to have at least two defined centers, but it varies on which ones. And as I said, reflectors, you don't have any defined centers. So if you're a reflector, hang on. Next week, we're going to get to the undefined and open center breakdown. Now let's get into the specific centers. Now, if you're looking at your chart, the very bottom square is root. The next square up is your sacral. To the right of that is a triangle on its side, and that is the emotional center. The triangle to the left is the spleen center. The small triangle above the emotional center is the ego center. The square on its side above the sacral is the identity center, or sometimes called the G center. The next square up is the throat center. The upside down triangle above that is the mind center, or sometimes called the Anja. That's the reason why I call it the mind, because I have a hard time saying that word. And then the right side triangle at the top is the head center. Now, if you have a defined center or undefined center, there's no good or bad here, y'all. That's when I talk about moving differently in the world, operating optimally, I'm talking about knowing how to tap in and embody the optimal state of your energy centers as you were designed to do. Now, on the other side, if you haven't worked to build up your awareness about how you best run optimally, you might be operating from a not great state. in these centers, because you there are ways of looking at it of, hey, am I operating in like a shadow state or shadow frequency, if you will? Now, we're all human, or at least I think we're all human that's listening to this podcast, and life happens, and the key is to be able to cultivate your awareness that you can know when you're operating in the shadow and shift back to an optimal state, right? Or something's going wrong, just sort of do a little scan. Say, okay, what's going on here, so that you can shift your state. Now, if you have a defined root, what that energy center tends to give you is a natural drive, the ability to build momentum, if you will, very, very easily. And these people are your calm and chaos people. They seem to be naturally grounded. And chaos doesn't really shake them that much. Now, I have a defined root center, so the shadow side of that is we can also become little pressure cookers, sort of worshiping at the altar of the grind and hustle, very being prone to being workaholics, and this can lead to frustration, stress, and burnout. So there's a balance here. But being around these people can be very calming, especially during a crisis. So this is where being true to your authority and your strategy really guide you, and it really helps. Not just with root per se, but all the centers. When we go through them, keep that in mind. Like, this is a very generalized insight and basic insight to the centers, but your flavor of that will look different based on your type and your strategy and your authority, right? So this is like raw energy pulsing, and your strategy and your authority sort of help direct it along with your gates. So let's go on to the emotional center. Now, people with a divine emotional center are here to experience all the emotions. All the emotions. But seriously, people with defined emotional centers sort of set the tone of the environment they're in. Remember, your defined energy centers are transmitters, and the wave of emotions, that's how you just look at everything. That's the lens you look at everything through, which means it's very important for you to not only honor your emotional waves, but learn how to work with them so that you can respond instead of react. I'm an emotional defined center, and this has probably been one of my biggest challenges, but also one of the most impactful areas of living into my human design. The ability to ride my emotional wave from a place of response instead of reaction, and also working with it to make better decisions, meaning I have to learn how to pause because I'm an emotional authority. I've got a defined emotional center. So I got to wait for clarity. I got to ride that emotional wave before making a decision in calmness. Not when a person is in, like, and the other thing is, if you try to repress that and you're in that shadow state, sometimes that'll just burst out in anger, and the person can create a lot of chaos with this particular defined emotional center. So if you've ever been around someone and, you know, they're sad or they're frustrated or they're angry or even they're happy, they're joyful, and you just they affect you so much, they probably have a defined emotional center. All right, next on the list is the spleen, which is the other triangle on the other side. Where are my high intuition people at? They are here. They're here with the divine spleen. You just get the hit and you know. And these people are highly instinctual. Now, the obvious shadow here is you get the hit and you try to dismiss it, or you try to overanalyze it, or worse, I think, try and explain it. This is what I do when I have a divine spleen. And one of my biggest challenges is not to pick apart the hit of intuition that I get, or try to allow someone to convince me of something else, because I can't explain why I know what I know. And I think it's also important if you have a defined spleen to figure out how the intuitive hits come to you, because it's not the same for all people. Some people will hear a whisper, some people get a feeling, some people get goosebumps. Like, it's really super specific to the individual. And I'll say it once again, if you have an undefined center, if you have an undefined spleen, it's not that you don't have intuition. It's just the energy of this center is inconsistent for you, okay? You're getting your data consistently from a different place. So let's move on to sacral. Think of these people as like the power plant center. This is what I call the power plant center. All generators and manygens have a defined sacral, and this is to be estimated to be 70% of the population, which is good because we need this energy spilled out into the world to get shit done. This is the make shit happen energy, which sounds really great, right? So if you have an undefined sacral, you're like, oh, am I not a get shit done person? No, that means that your energy comes and goes in bursts. That's how you get shit done. But these people, I have a defined sacral. We can go for days and days and days and days and days. The problem with when you're a power plant, you have a tendency to burn out when you're supplying power to things that you don't want to supply power to. And that's a really weird dynamic. So like I said, I'm a generator, so I have this, and I also have a defined root. So I'm a power plant that can create a lot of energy, especially during chaos, with a lot of momentum. So I can feel super burned out, but yet restless and have a hard time stopping. And even if it, especially, you know, if it's something that I hate, that's the way I'm going to feel. Like if it's something I love doing, then, you know, I'm going to probably feel satisfied and whatnot. But what I have found with people with this particular center is they have not learned how to say no. And I don't have this issue as much anymore, but this was really a perfect example of how I felt when I was in corporate. Now, again, if you're loving what you're doing, you can go for days, but you're also saying no to the shit you don't want to do. You're honoring your cycles and your rhythms too, so that you don't burn out, so that that wellspring is like continuously being filled up. So onwards to ego. These people have iron willpower. Hello, you uniquely stubborn people. They tend to like to work extremely intensely in bursts. They're extremely confident. They really claim their worth. Remember, this is transmitting out. So they're super great at helping others feel worthy and empowered. If they're operating in the shadow, though, they may feel like they need to prove their worth to other people. Like, let me show you who I am. Could have a little bit of the, you know, the high trait narcissism coming out. So that is how the ego works. I often envision these people that go to the gym at 4:30 in the morning as well. But I digress. Like every day. Anyway, that brings us to the identity or G center. These are, you beat to a different drum, people. Like, you have a strong sense of self. You're likely to be very contemplative around the sense of self. And you understand and you accept that you're not everybody's cup of tea. And not everyone's going to be able to understand your path. And you might not even understand your path at times. You just know you got to go this way. Now, on the shadow side, there's this question that can come up of, like, why do I feel different? Why can't I just do things like everybody else? How do I fit in? Or in the shadow, this could just as easily fall into the dysfunction of, oh, I am different, or I am so special. You know, when I think about a character that I think personifies this in a good way is probably Luna Lovegood from the Harry Potter series. I feel like she would have this center defined because like she's just who she is. She's different, but she's good with it, right? Next up is the throat. A defined throat is the powerful voice. Like, you inspire confidence in others with whatever your chosen style of communication is. And I think most defined throat people that I know really zero in on a particular type of communication that works for them, and whether that be writing or speaking, etc. And when they're off, they may feel like the timing of the words aren't right. Like, they're not hitting the timing, or they're not hitting the people quite right. Like, and if that's happening, something good to look at is, like, am I being pure in the truth of what I'm trying to communicate? Or is there like a mismatch with my communication and my intention? That's how that can come up. And then we have the mind, also called the ajna. This divine center has a consistent way to process and categorize information, and they're really great at forming powerful opinions. I often think of these people as like the Mind Palace people. And if you've ever watched Sherlock Holmes, like, without a doubt, Sherlock has this as a divine center. Now, the shadow side is, well, disconnecting from like the rest of you when you're trying to make decisions or intentions. And, you know, when you're coming from looking at your desires, because you need to realize that not everything is a mental exercise. And there are many different ways to take in information. But regardless, the best decision, the best way to make decisions is going to be involving your body. It's not made with the mind. So remember, especially, to look at your authority and strategy and factor that into your decision making. And at last, we arrive at the head. If the sacral is a power plant, then people would define heads are like our inspirational light bulbs. They can find inspiration in mud, right? Their curiosity is insatiable. They want to be able to figure out how something comes to be in this world or how it works. And they have the most unique insights, like deep philosophical insights. And people respond with, you know, I haven't really thought about it like that before. Like, they ask all the questions possible, people, all the questions. Now, in the shadow of this is the I must know feeling defines heads. They have a lot of pressure in that area to I must know, and they wrestle with that. And, you know, it's impossible to know all the things, right? So patience and grace is important. And, you know, reminding yourself that inspiration comes through allowing space and patience, because it comes as an aha. It's not something that, like, in the mind is processing information. Information, whereas the head is getting inspiration, and that's, you know, that's different, right? It's just that moment of divine insight. All right, so that's important to note. So that's the high level breakdown of defined centers. Now, you might want to listen to this one again to sort of sort things out, let it sink in a bit more. And the reflection this week is to look at your defined centers and go, okay, can I think about this energy? And can I see and feel where it's consistent in my life? And then think about, are you operating in like the optimal state or like in the shadow frequency, right? And give that some thought, right? Because that's going to take, That's a little bit of a contemplative practice this week. As always, thanks for listening. We're going to go through the open and undefined centers next week. And I am happy to connect with on social media. If you have questions, hit me up on Facebook and IG, LinkedIn. And remember to find beauty every day and seek the magic and the mundane. Thank you for listening to the Source Code Podcast. If you found this episode insightful and feel moved to, please leave a review. and share it out with those you believe will find it helpful. You can check out my website for more information at www.adrianmcdonald.com. And for more of my more regular musings, connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and LinkedIn. I hope you have a beautiful week.